Manama Davidson kindly with us. Hey, Manama, tēnākwe.
Morena tau, kia ora.
Kia ora. You haven't posted since the 11th of November. Shock horror.
Yeah, just taking the opportunity, doing the mahi on the ground and kanohi, of course, and atinana. But, yeah, just taking a break on especially some of those toxic social media platforms which require a lot of flimmin, mahi and energy. But don't worry, whanau, we'll be back there soon enough.
I'm not a social media guy anyway, so I just sometimes you can glean more recent activities than through what the media have touched on. Always interesting kai kōrero, Sandra Lee. And I thought it was interesting. She mentioned about other Pacifica nations who got Jack with us, with Aussie, and are now talking with, for instance, China. She says that that opportunity also exists for Ngai Māori too. If all political parties, or the ones that are having a go at the moment, are going to be disrespectful to us. And it does appear that that is looming as the potential situation we might face as a people. What do you think of the sort of what she was suggesting there? Let's start there.
Yeah, I mean, this is, I really mean to Sandra and the point she's making. I think we are very clear about, for example, the place of tiriti is the right, is the privilege by which Tauiwi, non-Māori and Pākehā have a home here in Aotearoa. And this is why all political parties trying to undermine that and threaten that are actually threatening the stability and cohesion of our country for everyone, not just for Māori. So, you know, she's absolutely right. She has a point there. Without that foundation and the agreement of Te Tiriti to create a homeland for everyone else, what is there? And, of course, Māori will, oh, Dale, I almost, you know, just come for it and see what happens. Māori will unite, Māori will mobilise, and it's not just Māori, Dale, Tauiwi, our supporters and allies, which I've spoken with you about. We saw that, for example, through the anti-co-governance tours around the Motu. And it will, there's already debate happening, and that's good. That's good about how important Māori know that this, that any mention, any whiff of undermining, you know, because we're not even there yet. We're not even at properly honouring te tiriti, mana motuhake and tino rangatiratanga. We're still at the point of ongoing breaches of that agreement, but it has been a journey and we're still on it. And then any threatening of going backwards on the steps that we've fought hard for, the progress we've fought hard for, well, we ain't going to lie down, Dale.
And I think that that's the mood on the street. Both you and I were there for the marches, these foreshore seabed hikoi and other similar protest actions. I think our people, like you're saying, will mobilise if they continue to be, as Dame Anne Salmond, who's our next guest, suggests, the next treaty referendum is disrespectful and arrogant. I guess the three-way discussions we're seeing at the moment doesn't exactly instill faith as, you know, the voting public of NZ, that even if they do cut a deal here, that it's going to be long-term. Too big egos, too many differences. What do you think?
Oh, Dale, people will remember throughout the election, including the News Hub leaders debate, power brokers debate, I said very clearly to people watching the debate and people at home watching the debate, you know, do we really think that Luxon is going to have a handle over Winston and David? And the start is, I guess, sadly, proving that to be true. And then how long is any sort of agreement going to last is the other question. Whatever happens, Dale, and whenever a government is formed, Greens are rearing and ready to go to hold that government to account, to keep their feet to the flames of the fire on, you know, making sure people have enough, pushing for a fair tax system, pushing for climate action and wanting to protect our living systems and thriving natural world. So, you know, we're ready no matter what, and that's the mahi that we've been doing consistently over the past 5-6 weeks or so. And we'll, of course, want to offer out our support, wisdom, guidance, our experience on working together with them. That, you know, our experience and expertise is here for any political party who wants to pick up with us, but it'll be up to them to decide how to respond to that. We're going to hold them to account no matter what.
Well, I spoke to Shane yesterday. He said, how can those environmental zealots stand in the way of a couple of shoots that are going to be put into the ground to investigate underground mining? You'll be aware that the Hauraki District Council has granted a 40-year lease to a foreign mining company, Oceania Gold, and they're planning to build infrastructure for an underground mine at Wharekirauponga Forest in the Coromandel. That's conservation land. Shane Jones is talking of allowing more mining. What's the Green Party's reaction to this issue?
Shame on that. Shame on that short-term, profit-driven approach. Shame on that is what I say, Dale. Our people, our Indigenous leaders around the world, our rangatira here, have understood that we need to be much longer thinking for our mokopuna 7 generations ahead. Once you rip up that earth, you know, that's it. Also, the fancy thinking that trying to hold that over young people's heads. I've seen what he's been saying. He's saying, oh, if we can't mine, we're not going to be able to help young people with the financial worries and the equity issues that they've been campaigning on. Oh, we're fancy trying to put that on young people when we have got wealth in this country that Shane is not wanting to tap into and recognise in the form of a wealth tax, capital gains tax, etc., etc., etc. We don't have to be bullied into short-term destructive thinking of our environment that overrides the community. We don't have to buy into that thinking when we know where the wealth and the political decisions could actually lie, so that no one is living in poverty and no one is homelessness. So shame on that.
Obviously, the Green Party mahi goes on. There's plenty of environmental stuff to talk about as well, but at the same time, this hiatus really is debilitating, isn't it? I know you want to get on with important mahi, but at the moment, we're just sort of in this political limbo. We've got Kalerpa, for instance, the gold clam threatening waterways. And I spoke yesterday with Professor Conrad Pilditch on talking of a fictional future of the Hauraki Gulf and how we can protect it to ensure that it's as rich and vibrant for our future generations as we have enjoyed in the past. So there's a lot going on in the green space, but also you're very involved in social justice issues as an organisation. So you take the stage for a moment, please, and tell us what the Green MPs are doing.
Well, I'll pick up on the Kalerpa issue and the threats to our habitats and biodiversity in our moana and oceans, Dale, because I was really proud to announce our Thriving Oceans policy and plan before election as one of our top priorities. And it was the last policy, our last plan that we announced. And it would include, for example, in the first place, better biosecurity standards, wanting to actually improve our biosecurity standards and marine biosecurity standards, and also empower and resource communities in the work needed to fight against Kalerpa and invasions and such invasions by species so that our living systems and habitats have a chance. You know, those are the sorts of very solutions that we've got. We're going to be building on those solutions. That really landed well with people, which is why we did the best we've ever done in the election we've just come through. We're, of course, continuing to work with communities and highlight Palestinian and Jewish peace activist voices and wanting an end to the utter, utter destruction that is happening in Gaza by Israel. We're continuing to settle, and we've just come through in a 3-day MP Wananga, I guess you could say, bringing our new team together, our new caucus together, the most MPs we've ever had, the biggest Māori and Pacifica caucus we've ever had, and starting to lay down our strategies and priorities. So, you know, yep, we're rearing to go. But could I just mention, Dale, I also have been hearing from people on the ground, people in the community, that they, the focus on party politics has also been quite rough for people. The whipping up of ignorance and fear and racism, the constant bickering. I actually also want to acknowledge that people are quite happy to have a bit of a break from that as well. You know, and people just getting on with the mahi, doing good, but without all of the sniping and the political drama and bullshit, actually, that happened, you know, all through, particularly in campaign period. So I acknowledge and recognise that also.
So we're witnessing the ups and downs of MMP, this standoff. What does it illustrate about the system we've chosen?
That people will have a choice in this, particularly under this MMP arrangement, to look at who actually has had the experience and the results in working together. And we were clear, you know, the Greens achieved the most climate action that this country has ever seen in the past 6 years than we have in 30 years. We were able to work with Labor while also challenge them and maintain our own political independence. And that's why we, James and I, even as ministers, could do things like be publicly outspoken and calling for the Prime Minister to put in rent controls, writing her an open public letter, former Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. You know, and that amazed the journos in Wellington. They were like, oh, how can you do that? You're a minister. How can you write a public letter to your own Prime Minister? And we were like, well, yeah, welcome to MMP, you know. Welcome to independent parties maintaining their own position while also being able to get things across the line. So, but, you know, we've shown we can work with Te Pāti Māori, we've shown we can work with Labour. It's these current three who are having the hard time.
And they are. We might have just lost Marama there for a moment.
No, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, well, look, when Sandra spoke, she said they're going through line by line, policy by policy, whereas the agreement could have been made on an envelope, really, saying, well, we'll work together when we can and agree to disagree when we can't. Simple as that, which is what you're alluding to. But if you lock it down as tight as what we assume is going on at the moment, there's going to be an aggrieved party, and you get the feeling it won't be very long before that happens.
Well, we can hear a bit of tussle happening for Deputy Prime Minister positions. You know, good luck to that. They will be wanting to try and protect their ridiculous policy positions independently, Dale, and, you know, their most racist and ridiculous policy positions. They will be wanting to protect that because they were ridiculous in the general election and inciting those policy positions, and so now they're having to, you know, satisfy their wealthy racist donors, and that's what that's why they're going line through line, because they're having to satisfy their small short-term thinking positions that they flew out there, and now look. So, you know, look, we're ready. I can't even control and dictate what on earth they're up to. They're showing the pitfalls of when you don't have relationship-based arrangements, Dale. There's no relationship there, you know, and that's what it takes to deliver a government that has any hope, that has any hope at all, is an agreed level of working respect and relationship. So, I mean, that's up to them. That's in their court. We've got our mahi ahead of us. We know what we need to be doing, and we can't wait to get started.
Good talking with you again, Marama. Thanks so much. Lovely to hear your voice. Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi, Dale.
Tēnā koe. Marama Davidson, Sandra Lee.